Tonight at the Orpheum, the Tallgrass Film Association is showing the documentary After Tiller. The movie played and received high praise at the Sundance Film Festival, as it follows the lives and the work of the only four doctors in the country who still perform third trimester abortions following the murder of Dr. Tiller in 2009. After Tiller plays at 7:30 tonight and will be followed by a panel discussion featuring the movie's two directors. Tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, Wichita State University's Office of International Education is showing one of this year's Tallgrass Film Festival selections, the documentary Forbidden Voices. It's a look at women in Cuba, China, and Iran who use blogging and social media to fight human rights and free speech suppression in their countries, sometimes at great personal risk. The movie explores the potential for the internet to build political pressure on oppressive governments by creating international awareness. Forbidden Voices plays in Devlin Hall on the WSU campus tomorrow at 6. And then something a little bit lighter shows tomorrow night at the Orpheum. It's the comedy A Fish Called Wanda, which won an Oscar for Kevin Kline and various other awards and nominations for John Cleese, Michael Palin, and Jamie Lee Curtis. And it follows the bizarre aftermath of a diamond heist and the requisite double crosses and intrigue. But it's kind of hard to understate how nuts this movie really is. And if you've never seen it, I can't imagine what you're waiting for. A Fish Called Wanda plays at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And as always, we have screening info and trailers for all of these movies on the Indie Films page of our website, kmuw.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.